Good morning. It's a Tuesday in late July, and while most of the aviation world has its eyes fixed on a grass field in Wisconsin this week, something worth your attention happened a long way from Oshkosh. It happened on a runway in northern Italy. This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATs, the show where I bring you the headlines and then tell you what they actually mean. Today, we've got a milestone out of Europe that says a lot about where military aviation manufacturing is headed. So let's get into it. Here's what you need to know. The first Polish F-35 has flown, not delivered, not rolled out for a photo. Flown. It lifted off for its first functional test flight. And the reason that matters is where it was built. It wasn't built in Fort Worth, Texas, where you'd expect an F-35 to come from. It was assembled at a facility in Cameri, Italy. Before I unpack that, let me bring in today's sponsor, because it fits the theme of the day perfectly. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com, and if there was ever a story about milestones, a nation's first fifth-generation fighter rolling off the line is about as big as they come. All right, let's talk about what happened and then why it matters. The reporting on this comes from The Aviationist, which has been following the program closely. The aircraft in question is an F-35A. That's the conventional takeoff and landing variant, the one that operates from ordinary runways, as opposed to the B model with its vertical lift fan, or the C model, built for aircraft carriers. The A is the workhorse. It's the version most air forces around the world are buying, and it's the version Poland has ordered. Now, Poland has given its Lightning II a national name. They're calling it the Huzards. That's a nod to the winged hussars, the heavy cavalry that Poland is famous for in its military history. So when you hear Polish officials talk about the Huzards, they're talking about their F-35, same airplane, national name. And this particular airplane just completed its first functional test flight. That's a specific term, so let me explain it. A functional test flight, sometimes called an FCF or functional check flight, is the flight where you confirm the aircraft actually does what it's supposed to do before anyone signs it off. Engine performance, flight controls, avionics, the systems that make a fighter. You take it up, you run through the card, you validate that the machine that came off the assembly line behaves the way the machine that came off the assembly line is supposed to behave. It's the aviation equivalent of the shakedown cruise. So the headline is simple. First Polish jet, first flight built in Italy. But the headline doesn't tell the whole story. The story is Cameri. Let me tell you about that facility, because this is the part that actually matters for understanding modern military aviation. Cameri is home to a final assembly checkout facility. Spell that out and you get FACO, and I'll just call it the FACO from here. A FACO is exactly what it sounds like. It's where the major components of the aircraft come together into a finished airplane, and where that airplane is checked out and flown before it goes to its customer. Here's the thing about the F-35 program. It was designed from the beginning to be built in more than one place. There's the main line at Fort Worth in the United States, of course, but there are two overseas FACOs. One is in Japan, the other is Cameri, in Italy. And Cameri isn't just an Italian assembly line for Italian jets, it was set up as a regional hub. It builds Italian F-35s and it has the capacity to build and support aircraft for other European operators, which is exactly what just happened. Poland's first Lightning came together on Italian soil at a European FACO and flew from an Italian runway. That's the significance. This is the first time a Polish F-35 has been produced in Europe rather than in the United States. Now, why would you do it that way? Why build a Polish jet in Italy instead of Texas? A few reasons, and they're worth understanding, because they tell you how these enormous multinational programs actually work. First, industrial participation. When a country signs up for a program the size of the F-35, they don't just write a check and receive airplanes. They negotiate a share of the work. European industry wanted European production, and Cameri is the answer to that. It keeps skilled jobs, tooling, and know-how on the continent. Second, sustainment. This is the one that pilots and maintainers understand instinctively. An airplane is not a one-time purchase. It's a decades-long relationship. You need heavy maintenance. You need overhaul capability. You need a place to send an airframe when it needs work that goes beyond the flight line. Having that capability in Europe, closer to the operators, shortens the logistics chain. You're not flying or shipping an aircraft across the Atlantic every time it needs deep maintenance. Third, and I'll flag this as the strategic backdrop rather than anything partisan, Europe has been investing heavily in its own defense capacity, and regional production and sustainment fit squarely into that. a FACO on the continent that can build and maintain the aircraft for multiple nearby air forces, is a more resilient arrangement than a single line an ocean away. So that's the why. Now let me connect this to the bigger picture. Because Poland's air force is in the middle of one of the most significant modernizations in Europe, Poland ordered 32 F-35A aircraft, 32 Hussards, and they're replacing some genuinely old iron. The Polish Air Force has been flying Soviet-era types alongside its American-built F-16s, and the F-35 represents a generational leap. We're talking about going from fourth-generation and older aircraft to a fifth-generation stealth platform with sensor fusion, low observability, and the ability to share a battlefield picture across a formation in ways older jets simply cannot. The first Polish aircraft were actually built in the United States and are being used for training. Polish pilots and maintainers have been learning the airplane on American soil. What's different about this one is the production location. This is the first one to come out of the European line. This affects you if, well, honestly, if you're a general aviation pilot in the United States, this particular airplane doesn't change your Tuesday. You're not going to share a pattern with a Polish F-35. But stay with me, because there's a reason I lead a GA news show with a military manufacturing story, and it's this. The way the F-35 is built is a preview of where aviation manufacturing is going, and that does eventually reach the airplanes you and I fly. Think about it. This is a distributed production model, components manufactured across a dozen countries, brought together at regional final assembly facilities, checked out locally, and sustained through a global network. That's a very different model from the way aircraft were built for most of the 20th century, where an airframe was born, lived, and died within one manufacturer's ecosystem in one country. We're already seeing pieces of that thinking trickle into civil aviation. The big airliners have been built from globally sourced components for years. Wings from one country, fuselage sections from another, final assembly somewhere else entirely. And increasingly, the general aviation world is globalized too. Look at the training fleet. Look at where the engines, the avionics, the composite structures on modern light aircraft actually come from. The supply chain is international, and the sustainment model is following, so when I see a headline about a Polish jet flying out of an Italian FACO, I don't just see a military milestone, I see the assembly and sustainment model that increasingly defines all of aviation from the fighter down to the four-seat single you rent on the weekend. Let me pull on one more thread here, because it's the practical one. Sustainment. I mentioned it earlier and I want to come back to it, because it's the least glamorous part of aviation and the most important. Any of you who own an airplane know this in your bones. The purchase price is the down payment on a lifetime of maintenance. The airplane is only as good as your ability to keep it airworthy, and that comes down to parts, qualified mechanics, and shops with the tooling and the authority to do the work. An airplane you can't get parts for is a lawn ornament. Now scale that up to a stealth fighter. The F-35 is one of the most maintenance-intensive, technologically dense aircraft ever fielded. Its low observable coatings need specialized care. Its software gets updated the way your phone does. Its supply chain for spares is enormous. So the decision to build sustainment capability in Europe, at Kymary and elsewhere, is arguably as important as the decision about where to bolt the airframe together. A fleet of fighters you can't maintain close to home is a fleet with a short leg. And that's the lesson that scales all the way down to us. When you're evaluating any airplane new or used, factory built or home built, the question isn't just, can I buy it? It's, can I keep it flying? Where do the parts come from? Who's qualified to work on it? How far is the nearest shop that knows this type? The Polish Air Force is asking those exact questions about a $100 million fighter. You should be asking them about your 172. Let me flag one thing as opinion before I move toward the close, because I promised you I'd tell you when I'm speculating rather than reporting. The reported facts here are narrow and solid. First Polish F-35 built at the Kymary FACO, first functional test flight complete. That's confirmed, and that's what the aviationist reported. Everything I've said about the broader significance, the shift toward regional production and distributed sustainment as a model for aviation writ large. That's my read on the trend, not a claim from the reporting. I think it's a well-supported read, but I want you to know which is which. What comes next for this specific airplane is more testing, then acceptance, then eventual delivery to the Polish Air Force, and the training and standing up of operational squadrons. Milestones like a first flight are the visible tip of a program that runs for years behind the scenes. So, when you see the celebratory photos of a first flight, understand that it represents thousands of hours of work by people whose names you'll never know. The assemblers, the quality inspectors, the test pilots, the engineers. That's the milestone. That's the coin worth minting. Which brings me back to where I started this week. The recreational aviation world is celebrating everything we love about flying, the little airplanes and the big dreams. And on the same planet, in a hangar in Italy, a very different kind of airplane took to the sky for the first time. Both of them, the home-built and the fighter, come down to the same thing in the end. People who care about getting it right, taking something built by human hands and trusting it enough to fly it. Today's reporting came from the Aviationist, who've been tracking the F-35 program and the Camari line closely. And I'd point you their way if you want the full technical detail on the Hussards and Poland's modernization. You can find us anytime at radiohanger.com. I'm Tower. Keep your scan going, keep asking the maintenance questions, and I'll see you next time on ATIS.